Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. I thank you that your word is health and healing to our flesh. Father, we have found your word. We stand on your word. Your word is our final authority in this earth. And I thank you for that. I thank you that we have found your word, and therefore we have found life and we have found health. We give you the praise and glory for it, Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hey, let's give our podcast listeners a good hand clap. Hallelujah. We're glad that they're listening. Praise God. All right, so we're not done talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're going to keep going. So let's open our Bibles to something that we should all be doing. Do you all know what that would be doing? What should we be doing in this earth? Well, we're going to read what we're supposed to be doing. Go to Matthew 28. Oh, now you know what we're supposed to be doing. See? As soon as I gave that to you, yeah, I figured you'd catch that one quick. Praise God. All right. So Matthew chapter 28. This is what's been called the Great Commission. This is what the disciples have been given. We as Jesus' disciples have been given. This is a command. It's called the Great Commission. It says this in verse 16. It says, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. Number one thing is, Jesus has appointed you to this mountain. Amen. Faith Christian Center is where you've been appointed. Amen. Amen. Say amen. 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 So we are appointed by Jesus. We don't just hip hop around like some people do in churches. Oh, I don't like the music there. I'm going to go over here. It's not about the music. It's about what? Where we're called. Where Jesus has appointed us to be. So, anyway, enough of that. Move on to 17. Here we go. So when they saw him, they worshiped him. Amen. Talking about Jesus. But some doubted. And Jesus came and he spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority. Has been given to who? Jesus. In heaven and on earth. 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. All right. So, number one, go. Go therefore. We're a church that's on the go. Amen? We're on the go. We're disciples. We're believers. We're on the go. We take that great commission to heart as being disciples of the Lord, and following in his footsteps, just as the apostles did or the disciples did when they were sent to go, right?
That's right.
They went into all the world, preached the gospel. We're to do the same.
Amen.
As we preach the gospel, we have to know something. We have to, first of all, know the truth, which is the word.
Yes.
And then we have to know that the power of God is with us when we do it.
Amen.
Because, see, he didn't send them out with a Bible. Or a good message. He gave them power. He gave them power and authority. He gave them power and authority, just as he has given to us. How do we know that? Well, we see that in Acts, don't we? So let's look at it. Let's look at Acts. I'm probably jumping ahead of myself here, but Acts 1. Yeah. I like to get to the good stuff, right? Acts 1. Glory to God. I'm going to start in verse 4. Acts 1 verse 4 says this. And being assembled together with them, he, meaning Jesus, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. What was that promise?
The Holy Ghost.
You will receive the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. Verse 5. For John the Baptist, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Amen.
Therefore, when they had come together, they came to what? Together When they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? See, they all thought that he was there to be setting up camp. He was supposed to be, he's king, right? They all thought he was going to set up his kingdom at this time. And he said this, and he said to them, it is not for you to know times and seasons of which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. End of the what? Earth. The earth is still here, right?
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
Yeah,
I think it's still here. All right. So if the earth is still here, then we are to continue being witnesses to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. He's not just talking to these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you shall be witnesses to me.
Amen.
So we got to receive the power.
Amen.
First of all, we got to be appointed.
Yes.
Right? Be in the right place.
Yes.
Be together.
Yes.
Right, right. Amen. Know the scriptures.
That's
right? It's good news, not bad news.
That's right.
We don't want to tell them, you're going to hell. They already know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, when I was going to hell, I knew I was going to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, I was doing a good job at it. I was working hard at it, you know, to get there. I wanted to get there, you know. Because AC/DC said it was going to be great and a party, you know.
Oh, sure.
All the friends will be there. And around. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I had to get rid of that thought. I had to get rid of that pattern of life, you know. What am I talking about? Why would I want to serve the enemy when I wasn't at peace?
No.
Right? Never had any peace. No joy, always angry. I was on a destruction path, you know. But when I got born again and I received the Lord Jesus Christ and I knew it. See, I had to walk my own faith out.
Amen.
I got born again at age 4.
Yeah, that's right.
But it took me walking in my own faith. You understand what I'm saying? Taking it on as Jesus is my Lord.
Right.
And at that point, I was born again and I knew it. Yes, amen. And that's what we've got to know that. So we've got to have the good message. What is the good message? Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Your sins are forgiven. You're clean. Now, you want to receive the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Right? And that's pretty much it. That is really that simple. And they can say one of two things. Yes or no. Because see, you can be born again and not have the Holy Ghost. Yeah? You believe in Jesus. You're born again. Right? But see, when you want to do His will and you want to do His work, and if He decides to appoint you and call you, you're going to need the power to do it.
Amen.
You're going to need the power to do it, right?
Yeah.
Amen. So we have got to then say yes to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
There's two different ways of receiving the Holy Spirit. Number one, we've read 2 weeks ago, ask for Him.
Amen.
Just like that, just ask, Father, give me the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You may or may not receive the utterance, the unction right then from the Holy Ghost. Who knows? Some do, some don't. But it's your decision. Other ways of receiving the Holy Spirit is the laying on of hands. Laying on of hands to receive the Holy Spirit. So those two ways are the main two ways to receive the Holy Ghost. Right? Amen?
Amen.
All right. We see Jesus now. When Jesus came up out of the water when He was being baptized, what descended? The Holy Spirit descended upon Him like, not a, but like a dove. It wasn't a dove. It was like a dove. But this is where He received now power to start His ministry. To start His ministry. He received that power at that time. The disciples, same thing right here. This is what's so awesome. They go into Acts chapter 2 and you see the day of Pentecost had fully come. They were all with one accord and in one place, again, in one place together. The appointed place together. Amen. We're in an appointed place. Hallelujah. That's what's so exciting. We're all in the appointed place. We could call on the Holy Ghost and He'll show up to deliver, to free, to save, to heal. Amen. All right. We're in that place. Praise God. And we see then in Acts 2 now, this is where they received the Holy Spirit in tongues. And I don't know. I'll tell you. Like I said, I've seen people lay hands on people to receive the Holy Spirit and they didn't speak in other tongues. I don't know if you've ever seen that. I've seen it because I've gone through this ministry a long, long time. I have seen also people get hands laid on them and all of a sudden they just start bubbling out in tongues. They don't know what they're saying. I didn't know what they were saying, but the Holy Spirit just, and there they go. Just like that. It was that simple. Other times, they still wanted, oh, I want the evidence of speaking in other tongues. I want it. And I don't, and you're laying hands on the people, praying on, he's asking, right? He still hasn't received it. He doesn't know what to do. What do? We pray in our spirit. We pray in tongues. And what does that do? Gives them a little bit of strength, a little bit of comfort. Listen, you're praying in an unknown language you don't know. You don't know this language. You don't know what you're saying. All you know is you're talking to God. That's all you know. You sure don't want to mess up. Don't want to say the wrong thing, right? So we will try to coach them in a little bit. Just praying in tongues and say, just pick a whatever phrase you hear. Pick something. And they'll start. And they'll be like, Shundai. Ikamo. Ikamo Shundai. Shala Shala Mala Mala. You know, they'll start, right? And all of a sudden, a few minutes of praying and praying and praying, they will all of a sudden just take off.
Amen.
Praying in the Spirit. And that thing will start rising up in them and they'll start being bold about it, right? You can take your hands off of you, go sit down, and they'll continue praying in the Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell them to go sit down, please. You're done.
Yeah.
Amen. But that's the power and the strength of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when receiving the Holy Ghost, this is our gift.
Amen.
We got one gift from God, who was the Son of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Then we got this second awesome gift from God, which is the Holy Ghost. Why? So that He can be with us all at the same time. Forever. Just like Jesus was with the disciples, they never left His side. I mean, he'd sleep at their houses, right? They did never want him to leave. He said, I got to go. You got to let go of me. But don't worry. I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another helper. Oh, yeah. One who will be and abide with you forever. The Holy Ghost. Whew. All right. I'll take it. Now, that's another gift I'll take. Why? Because it's being given to me by God. I don't have to work for it. I can't work for it. All I got to do is ask.
Right.
Kind of sounds like the gift of Jesus Christ, doesn't it? All I got to do is ask.
Amen.
I received Jesus. Okay. Done. I'm born again. I received the Holy Ghost. Okay. You know.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. It's that simple. But then, like we saw Jesus now, when the Holy Spirit descended upon him, he began his 3.5-year ministry.
Right.
He began healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the... He was teaching now before that. Understand?
Yeah.
He was teaching the scriptures before that. What preacher was I watching? Doggone it. I was watching a preacher. Anyway, can't remember. But they were all... People have said, well, you know, Jesus was sent away to scholars and this, that, and the other. And no. His parents taught him the Word. He stayed in the Word of God. He stayed in it. He kept it before his eyes, in the midst of his mouth, coming out of his mouth. I mean, this is what Jesus did to do. Why? Had to know the Word. All in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. You know what I'm saying? Everything, every action that took place in the Old Testament pointed to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything. I don't know if you know how exciting that is to look that up and study that out. The house of David. Everything that took place, Abraham and Isaac. Isaac was a willing sacrifice. Abraham was a father, God, willing to give his son. God and Jesus, a signal, a sign, pointing to who? God the Father and Jesus Christ. Amen. Isaac put the what on his back?
The wood.
The wood on his back. What did Jesus carry on his back? A wooden cross. Come on, this is all symbolic. It's fulfilling Jesus coming to the earth. And how can they say that he never came? How can they say they don't believe in him when it was all preordained hundreds of years before he ever showed up? Some 700 and 800 years that took place before he ever showed up. Wow. That power came. He took off. That power comes on us. You got to understand now, we've received the Holy Spirit, so He abides in us. That power abides in us. What did we talk about? We have to do what? We have to light the fuse.
Yes.
We have to activate Him. Amen? Because He won't just push us around. He won't just push His way in. Other hand, if you're willing, He'll take off. If you're willing, if you are willing and say, Holy Spirit, do whatever the Father wants, right? He will. Because why? You gave Him that permission to do whatever the will of the Father is. And guess who knows the will of the Father? The Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. The Holy Spirit knows the will of the Father. Because why? Well, when we pray in the Spirit in tongues, we are praying the perfect will of God. Ha! And what does the Word say? That we communicate Spirit to Spirit. We're okay. So, we want. I know we want. Come here. We want that power that we need, right? Because listen, we got people dying, people sick, people with cancer. They had 39 children die of the flu. 63 so far have died. 10 died in the last week of this flu virus. They say that you can get both of the same viruses together. That's a double whammy. This is an evil, evil spirit. But see, we're free from it. Right? Because no plague will come nigh our dwelling. It can't. It's not supposed to. And if it does, don't think it won't. If it does, we have the authority to kick it off of our bodies. I don't care how long. Listen, there's a reason. You understand? All right. There is a reason why medication doesn't work for a virus. That you have to let it work out its path. What do they say? That you have to let it run its course.
That's what they say.
I'm not letting no demon run its course.
Oh, really?
And that's exactly what this thing is. That's all it is. It's a demon. It's a demon. How do you deal with a demon? You cast it out.
That's right. He's working that destruction.
Cast it out. How do we do that? By the power and the authority given to us through Jesus by the Holy Ghost. If we don't have the Holy Ghost, we have no power. So we need that power. Amen. We need that. Elder Bill needs that power when he goes into the nursing homes. Right? Amen. I mean, right? Leslie needs that power when they go into the nursing homes. When we ever go into the hospitals, if we go into the hospital ministries again, we're going to need that power.
Amen.
And authority goes with it. See, but that's the nice thing about it. The name of Jesus we have.
Amen.
But then that dunamis, that dynamite shows up. And He works it. Let the Holy Spirit run His course. Amen.
Amen.
I'm all done with the demon running His course.
That's right.
I'm all done with it. But that's what we need. What if we want to go into the prison ministries? Oh, what an exciting time. I was nervous when I first started in that. I was only a teenager. I was afraid. I'm not going to no prison. Man, first day out, I went in there, and the first day I left, I was hooked. That was like going to Haiti. I was hooked on those kids, hooked on ministering the gospel.
Yeah, oh,
you couldn't shut me up. I had so much fun in the prisons. It was so great. It was so great. I got guards born again. I got kids born again, which was the youth ministry at the time, the youth prison up there in Delaware. We ended up one day, we ended up having to use the auditorium because we were using the lunchroom. And we ended up with 75 people in there at one time, not counting the guards. And this was all people, kids, young people, who had to be good to come. They had to get... you know, good points before they could come to church. They wanted to.
Yeah.
We got so big that we had to move the whole thing into the auditorium.
It was big.
I mean,
awesome.
We took our own praise team in. We ministered the gospel of Jesus Christ. We turned people upside down.
Amen.
All through the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. All because of Him. All because of Him. But what happened? I was appointed.
Amen.
Once I knew I was appointed to go, I knew I had the authority and the power to follow me in.
Yeah. Amen.
I knew that no evil would befall me, neither any plague come nigh my dwelling. I knew I was protected. Amen. I knew it. You have to know it. Don't you have to know it, right? Just as we have to know that we're born again, we have to know it.
Amen.
We can't think it. Oh, gee, I think I'm born again. You're screwed.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. No, you don't think. I know I'm born again.
That's right.
You say, are you born again? Absolutely. Filled with the Holy Ghost? Absolutely.
Yes.
Anything else? Yeah? Amen. I am born again. I have to know it in my heart, just as the Word says, right? We confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. We believe in our heart. Amen. I'm way off track. All right.
That was great.
Praise God. Hey, when the Holy Ghost wants to preach, somebody needs to hear it. All right. Okay, so this is what then... We did read that, right? Yes. Okay. So we should be doing then that great commission, the first long ago scripture that we talked about. We should be doing that, right? Go into all the world, preach the gospel. Amen. That's what Jesus commanded. We should then go do. Let's look at Mark 4, or Mark 1. Mark 1. Hey, that sounds like a car, doesn't it? Mark 1. Didn't they have Mark 4 by the end of that?
Yeah, that's a
man. Mark 1. All right. Oh, boy. All right, let's look at, start at verse 14. Mark 1 of verse 14 says, "Now, after John was put into prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" I'll say this to you today, that if we're going to be disciples, we must do this.
Yes.
We must do this. We must repent and believe in the gospel.
Yes.
If it says it will do it, we've got to believe it. It's got to start with us.
Right.
It's got to start with us first. We have to believe it. If we don't believe it, we don't talk about things we don't believe. Right? I mean, if I don't believe something, I don't talk about it. Right? But if I believe something, I'm tell you. Like, if I believe that was a good movie, oh, I'm gonna tell you that was a good movie. Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, okay, all right. If I believe it, right? If I don't believe it, it probably won't even come out of my mouth. Anything about it. People only really talk about what they know.
Amen.
And what they believe. It's just how it is. I mean, we don't want to not be right. I was listening to some knucklehead on the radio, and he said that everybody, I forget the percentage, but basically everybody thinks they're always right. You know why that is? It's because of what I just told you. What they think they're right is because of what they talk about. They only talk about the things that they think they know. So therefore, they think they're always right. Yeah. Big study, right? Revelation knowledge just came. I mean, that's how it is. We talk about what we believe. We talk about what we think is right. That's it. I believe, now here we go, that my Bible is the right one.
That's right.
I believe, see, that my Savior is the right Savior.
That's right.
That I serve the right God. I serve the only God.
That's right.
Now, I believe that. And I tell people about it. But you know, there's others that don't. But they believe that their God is the God. Allah, their God. Or they believe that their Savior is such and such. Not even mentioning their names. Anyway. But they believe it enough to what? They minister it. They tell people about it. Some of them will go door to door.
Yeah.
In twos.
Yeah.
Going two by two. Doesn't that sound like our Bible?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? But because they believe it, see, they think they're right.
Yeah.
We believe ours, therefore we're right. So somebody's wrong. Well, it ain't me. It's not. You know why? I believe that. But amen? Exactly. See that? It's just, that's how, yeah, I have to believe it right here.
Amen.
I have to know it in my heart. And then I can go do it. And then I can go do it. Amen?
Amen.
Luke 11. Boy, I am not doing too bad on time, I guess, but I ain't gonna make it. Right, thank you. Luke 11. Let's see here. Let's look at verse 9. We've already read this a couple weeks ago. This is Jesus talking. He says this, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Okay, all those three things right there. Seek and you'll find. You only seek something when you want it. You'll only seek it when you know it's there. Right? When I need to go seek my wallet, I know where it is.
Yeah.
I seek it, I'll find it. And then he says what? Knock, and it will be open to you.
Yeah.
Well, you only knock when you know it'll be open to you.
Right.
No sense in knocking when you know nobody's home.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
What does that mean? Faith. I believe that if I seek, I'm going to find.
Yeah.
I believe that if I knock, somebody's going to open. I believe it. All right, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened. Ask. Ask and it will be given to you. There we go. Seek, you only ask. Listen, I would only ask my dad if I believed he'd give it to me.
Amen.
Amen. So that's faith. Ask, I believe I'm going to get it. So I ask, that's in faith. Seek and I'll find because I'm doing that by faith. Knocking, it'll be open. Why? By faith. Verse 10, got through it. All right. He says, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened."
Amen.
"For if a son asks for bread from any father among you, will you give him a stone?
No way.
Or if he asks a fish, will you give him a serpent instead of the fish?
No.
Or if he asks for the egg, will you offer him a scorpion?"
No.
Jesus says this, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Remember, this is one of those ways we talked about that to receive the Holy Ghost. We ask the Father, "Father, give me the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit to abide in me." That's how it did. And why? Because we're asking by faith. Why? Because we know he wants to give the Holy Spirit to us. Why? Because he said, if I seek, he said, if I ask, I'll receive. If I seek, I'll find. If I knock, it will be opened. And then he goes on, because whoever asks receives. I mean, he's making the point again. So by faith, then, I go to the Father, who I already know wants me to have the Holy Spirit. I already know this. Because I wouldn't ask my dad to give me something I knew he wouldn't give me.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
Right? Come on. So I know now that the Holy Spirit, the Father wants to give me the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, right.
So all I've got to do is ask.
Amen.
And I do that now by faith. Why? Because I believe he'll do it.
Amen.
It's ta-da!
Yeah.
It's that simple. It's that simple. Amen. Because I know the Father. Okay, amen. Praise God. I'm not going to get through this if I keep doing this. All right. So then we look at... Oh, I can't do that. All right, let's go to John 16. We're going to talk about our advantage again. See, we're doing this in different ways so we can drill this into our hearts. All right? I know we've read a couple of these already. We're going to continue. Because we have to do something. We have to know it within our heart. I don't know if I want to read all of this. All right, let's start in verse 5. John 16 and verse 5, Jesus is talking. Excuse me. He says, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." See, they wanted him to set up camp, set up his kingdom. They thought he was going to stay. They didn't want him to leave. Listen, if I was one of them, I wouldn't want him to leave.
Really?
Amen. My Savior, my Master, my Messiah, the Anointed One.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want him to leave.
Right.
I mean, sure, sorrow filled their hearts, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
sorrows filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, verse 7. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, the comforter, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they did not believe me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. How important is it that we have the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Jesus still has things to say.
That's right.
He's not done. If we are still here, Jesus is not done.
That's
pretty simple, right?
Yes.
He's still talking.
Yeah.
He's talking to you and he's talking to me. You know how he's doing it? By the Spirit.
Amen.
Even by revelation knowledge of his word.
Yeah.
Even maybe audibly right into your ear. But that's how he does it. He still has things to say. Praise God, we should be seeking those things that he wants to tell us. We should be seeking those things. He says, but you cannot bear them now. 13. However, when he, talking about the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Jesus is the way, the and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. I want to know the things to come. Why? Because that way I can be guided in the right direction. I want to know the things to come. All right. Verse 14, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Woo-hoo! All the things that the Father has, Jesus just said, are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. And declare it to you. He's going to take of what Jesus has been given from the Father and give it to you. Okay. Okay. All
right.
I mean, that's an advantage. That's an advantage, right? Amen. He's going to take of what Jesus has. He's going to declare it to us. Hallelujah. All right. You know what I like to say? Jesus was given all authority, wasn't he? We already read that. He was given all of what? Authority in heaven and on earth. The Holy Spirit is going to take of what Jesus has and declare it to you.
Yes.
So what do you have? You have all authority in heaven and in earth. Brain goes tilt.
Better respect it.
Yeah, amen. That's why God doesn't haphazardly just let people do whatever they want.
Amen.
That's why when the Holy Spirit does show up, there's direction. There's order. There isn't chaos. You can tell when it's not the Holy Ghost because you see chaos.
Amen.
Now, people that don't know the Holy Spirit would look at that and say, that's chaos. Because they don't understand. The Bible says they're unlearned. They haven't they don't understand the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
All right? But we do.
Amen.
So when we see a service of everybody praying in the Spirit, lifting their hands. I mean, there's churches out there that won't do that. They think it's weird. But we do it out of surrender.
That's right.
We surrender ourselves.
Amen.
To the Father.
Yes.
We surrender. We say, take me.
Yes.
We sang it this morning. Take me past the outer courts.
That's
into
right.
The holy place.
Past
that brazen altar. Lord, I want to see your face.
Yeah.
I want to go. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Right? Okay. All right. I'm not going to get this done. All right. Okay. So what did then God give to Jesus? Look at Matthew 28. Oh, good. Matthew 28. What did God give to Jesus?
Whoop. All authority.
Up. Simmer down up there in the front row. See, I jumped ahead of myself too, so you're doing all right. All right, Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and he spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And then, of course, he goes on to say, "Therefore, go."
Yes.
So all authority has then been given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. Therefore, we have all authority on earth.
Yeah.
We have all authority on earth. Yes, amen. We got it back.
That's right.
And that is awesome. Because, see, Adam and Eve had all authority on earth in that garden. They didn't till the soil with the sweat of their brow or the breaking of their backs. No, they said, "Tree, get up and move." Why do you think Jesus told us to tell the mulberry bush, "Get up and be planted over there, or be thrown in the sea, or mountain, get out of my way"? To do what? To say with our mouth. To speak it. Why? Because all authority has been given back to us. We have got to get busy. Now the thing is, what do we have to guard? I love that too. We have to guard our tongues. Because see, if we've got all authority, we're not going to be able to walk in all authority when we're speaking evil things towards anyone else.
Amen.
Or even about ourselves.
Right, that's right.
You know, I can't go around calling myself a knucklehead.
Yeah.
Imagine I'll have a knuckle on my head. Right? So why? We must guard our tongues.
Amen.
We got to guard our tongue.
That's true.
The word's very clear about it. Excuse me. So we guard our tongue, and the more we guard our tongue, the more we'll walk in that authority.
Amen.
The more we watch what comes out of our mouth, the more we'll walk in that authority. When we say it, it better happen, because the authority's been given to you.
That's right. Praise God.
And if you have to say it again, then say it again.
That's right.
Say on. Say it again. Say it. Listen, you believe it or you wouldn't say it.
That's right.
Right? Remember, we don't say things we don't believe.
And then we don't quit.
And we don't quit until it's manifestation.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So, we say it. But when we're to that point where we're really guarding our tongue, we will see things that when we command something, it will come to pass quickly.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, like the way things happened with Jesus,
yes.
Right?
Because
he said, "We will do the works that he has done and even greater works than these, because I go to my Father." So I'm pretty sure Jesus guarded his tongue, didn't he?
All the time. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think the worst thing he ever really said was "brood of vipers."
But he told the truth.
But he told the truth, didn't he? They were. But amen. Amen.
Amen.
We guard our hearts. We guard our tongues. And then we believe that what we say with our mouth and believe in our heart will come to pass. Where do we get that? Romans. Mark 11. Yes. Why don't we read that? I like that one. Mark 11. Let's do it. Did I even read the rest of that? No, I don't care. All right. Mark 11. Now, you know I got to start in verse 20 because it's where my favorite place is. Because I have a sermon I think I'm going to preach here soon, but you've already heard it. It's one of my favorites. But anyway, here we go. It says, verse 20 says, "Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree.'" I mean, he's all excited, right? "Look, Rabbi, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." The fig tree that he what? He cursed. Well, that's interesting. Huh, okay. Verse 21 again. Or verse 21. And again, yeah. "And Peter, remembering, said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away.'" Now remember, Jesus walked up to this fig tree, right? Because he was a hungered, it said. He was hungry. He wanted a fig. But it wasn't in season. Really wasn't the tree's fault. But it didn't have any figs on it. So Jesus said, "No one eat fruit of you here and forever." That's all he said. That was considered to these guys here as a curse. "No one eat fruit of you here ever again." That's a curse. But you think about people, what they say to their kids. You're not going to amount to anything. That is a curse. Saying things like that, you will not be given all authority. That's why we guard our tongues. That's why we guard our tongues, right? Amen. If we want things to manifest, then we've got to watch what comes out of our mouths. Verse 22. So Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. If you say it, you'll do it. He said, if you ask, you'll receive. He said, if you seek, you'll find. He said, if you knock, it will be open. Have faith in God. Or have the God kind of faith. Well, having the God kind of faith is, I believe that what I say with my mouth will come to pass. Amen. Because we're to be imitators of God as dear children, it says. And to be an imitator of God as a dear child, we see how God formed and framed the earth, don't we? We see how he called light be and light is. And always will be. When he spoke it into existence, it happened. Well, oh, I feel like I'm getting sick. What? See, people say that now. Come on, it comes right out of their mouth. Yeah. Let me read on. Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he what? Says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. All right now. All right now. Here we are now. Ask and I'll receive.
Amen.
Believe and I will have.
Yes.
Right? So I've got to guard my tongue. If I want the mountain that I speak to be removed, whatever that mountain may be,
and he says it will.
So. He says it will.
Yeah.
Don't call my God a liar.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Oh no, my God shall not be mocked.
Oh no way.
Uh-uh. Our God cannot lie.
No way.
He can't. Says it in the word. He can't lie.
Yeah.
He can't. It's one thing God can't do. He can't lie. He won't tell you a lie. He's the truth.
He is the truth.
So, if we've got to then guard our hearts because of what we say we believe.
Yes.
See, when you say, oh, I feel like I'm getting sick, you believe it.
Yeah.
Don't you? You believe it. You feel like you're getting sick, so you let it come out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, we can't do that no more. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got a headache. No, you don't. No, you don't have it. It's got you. See, we don't take ownership of the headache. We don't take ownership. I don't have it. The devil's trying to give it to me. I don't want it. Therefore, get off of me. Now it must go. It must go. Why? All authority has been given to me. And what I say with my mouth, I believe. Come on. This is power. This is power. This is authority. This is our division, Great Commission.
That's right. That's what makes us.
We're appointed. We're here for a reason. Each and every one of you came today to hear this message.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was talking to Gene a couple of weeks back, and he says, man, he's like, I got up this morning. I didn't want to go. And all of a sudden, all these things started happening. Bad stuff. He's like, man, as soon as we got here, everything was great. Got hands laid on him, and he's healed. But the devil tried to keep him home from getting healed.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, and he received his healing.
Yeah, he tried to talk you out of
God. See, I mean, the devil's a dirty dog.
He is a dirty dog.
We can't take ownership. I'm not broke.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Mr. Rich.
Mr. Rich. I'm not broke. And the devil cannot have what God has blessed me with. He's been rebuked. Okay? Come on now.
That's right.
We've got to believe it in our hearts and let it come out of our mouth.
Amen.
But it's got to be lined up with the Word. If it doesn't line up with the Word, I beg you, don't let it come out of your mouth.
Amen. Yes. It's the truth.
Amen?
Amen?
I mean, if it does, curse it to the ground. Right? Rebuke what you said. Say, in Jesus' name, I rebuke what I just said. Father, forgive me.
That's
now
right.
I'm retracting what I just said.
I know.
Null and void. Do whatever you got to do. Burn it, rip it, throw it. Whatever it takes to make what that curse is getting ready to go do fall to the ground.
Yes.
Right? And then re-speak what is lined up with the word.
Amen.
Right? You're not broke. All of my needs are supplied by Jesus. Christ's riches. I'm a tither, I'm a giver, therefore the windows of heaven are open unto me and I'm poured out blessings. There's not room to receive. I'm blessed to be a blessing. I serve the great God, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He provides for me.
That's right.
Right? I'm not sick. I serve the great God, Jehovah Rophe, my healer, my physician. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. This is basic, easy stuff, but we got to start walking in it. And the more we walk in it, the more power we're going to see, the more power is going to flow, the more we're going to say, look and see what God did today.
Oh, that's right.
That's what we're going to do.
And we're looking
that's what we're going to do. And yes, we are asking.
Yeah.
And we are seeking.
Yeah.
And we are going to find.
Right.
All right? We're going to keep looking for it. That's right. We're going to keep looking for it. We're going to look for the signs accompanying the word.
Yes.
We're going to look for the miracles to take place.
Yes.
We're
going
to look for the dead to be raised.
Amen.
We're going to look for it. Why? Because, see, we believe it.
Amen.
I don't lay hands on people I don't believe will be healed.
That's
right. It'd be a waste of my time.
Right.
Not only that, they might go around saying, he laid hands on me, nothing happened.
Yeah.
They did it to Jesus.
They did.
Knuckleheads, right? I mean, he could do no mighty works in his own hometown.
Yeah.
Because they were so familiar with him.
Raised up in our own
town. That's too bad. I saw him being a carpenter. Yeah, so what? I'm a carpenter too, but I'm anointed.
That's right.
Right? You might be able to do whatever you do, but you're anointed.
Yeah, right.
And see, all authority has been given to you.
Amen.
All right, I'm done. We got to stop.
Woo.
Praise the Lord. If you'll stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I went too far there, too past time, but praise God. Father,
hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you
praise.
Hallelujah. We are appointed. We are anointed. And we have all authority here in this earth. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us. As we go, Father, I pray your protection to be upon us. And we give you praise and glory. And all of God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have a blessed week.